shiur is Le'ilui Nishmas Yehudis Ostrin. Anybody know what her Yehudis Bas? Anybody know?
Shlomo Yisrael.
Okay. It was killed here on the Moshav, I don't know how many years ago, but quite a few years ago. 18? On Hoshana Rabbah night. Okay. In any case, what I want to speak about tonight is what the essence of Hoshana Rabbah is different than the rest of Sukkot, and the inyan of the Yom HaDin that is connected to Hoshana Rabbah, where that came from, what exactly it is. The Gemara only refers to Hoshana Rabbah as Shvi Shel Arava, or Yom Arava, because both in the Beis HaMikdash it was special, Lagabi the mitzvah of Arava, which applied all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was more intense on the seventh day. They made hakafas with the Aravas and put them by the Mizbeach every day, and on the seventh day they made 7 hakafas, and the Minig, or Yesod Nevi'im, some hold it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, and that which the Gemara says, Minag Nevi'im, was only that the Minig was not to make a bracha. But the actual Arava, even outside the Beis HaMikdash on Hoshana Rabbah, is Min HaTorah. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. That was only 1 day. If it's a Takonis Nevi'im, the only reason they made it 1 day is because since there's no, not like Lulav, which they made all 7 days, Zecher L'Mikdash, here they only made it 1 day, because it has no Iker in the Torah, not mentioned specifically in the Torah, Bechlau, the Inyan of Arava, so they only made a Zecher 1 day. Lulav, which is mentioned specifically in the Torah, they made a Zecher for all 7 days that they used to take the Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. In Vayikra Rabbah is the first place that this day is called Hoshana, Yom Hoshana. In the Gemara, the Hoshana is a kinui for the Arava. Hoshanas are the Aravas. And therefore it's Yom Arava, which is also another kinui for this day. And in Medrash Tehillim is the first place that it's called Hoshana Rabbah. And Agav, there are two different ways of spelling Hoshana Rabbah. You look in certain machzorim, it's with an aleph, and certain place with a hey. We usually read Reish Beis Aleph is Rava, but it also could be Rabbah. So some places, we have even 2 signs on the board. One is with an aleph, and one's with a hey. But in any case, that's Hoshana Rabbah. Okay. So what's special about this, except it's the seventh day of Sukkot, and the Torah doesn't mention anything special. It's not a yontif. Doesn't mention anything specifically special about this day other than the other days of Sukkot. So the Rokeach says that since on Sukkot we are judged for rainfall, for water, and the siyum of that din is on the last day of Sukkot, which is today. And the ikar of the din is the siyum, is when it's finished, is when it's decided. Also, this day is the day that makes the demarcation of Bal Ta'achir. Person made a neder, so the halacha, he had 3 regalim, pashtus in order, to bring, what's it called, his karbanos, and if he let 3 regalim in order pass by, then he's over Bal Ta'achir. So the last regal is Sukkot, and the last day that you could bring your karbanos, if you made a neder, is, and not be over Bal Ta'achir, was the seventh day of Sukkot. So there's a tremendous amount of korbanos brought on this day. And since the halacha is that ein hagshonim netzorim ela al oven nedorim, one of the things that brings to atziras gishonim, that there shouldn't be rain, is the fact that people are over on their nether. So the opposite is also true, that if people are mekayim their nether, then it's a schus to have gishonim. So since this is the final day, both for Bal Ta'achir, and for the din on Gishomim, he used to bring the korbanos and tie them up with aravas. Isru chag ba'avosim at karnos ha'mizbeach. The Rokeach says he used to tie them up with aravas, because aravas need water, a tremendous amount of water. Without water, they die almost immediately. Therefore, we say, Rabban Shalom, Hoshiyo es amecha, just like these aravas need water, we need water too. and the schus that we're bringing the karbanos bismanam and not being over bal ta'acher, the mekayim the nether, we should have a schus to have rain. So basically, the Yom Hadin of Hoshana Rabbah is connected to the Arava, connected to rain, and connected to Kiyum Hanidorim, which is a schus to bring rain. But it all centers around the idea that that this is the Siyum of the Din, specifically of rain. It's not a Yom Hadin that has anything to do with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's the Din of Shalosh Regalim. On Pesach, we're done for Tvua. On Shavuos for Peiros, and on Sukkos for water, and the din is in the last day. The Levush says that since the water is an ikur for Chayi Adam, right, and therefore on this day we're marbim ba'arava, that's why it's called Hoshana Rabbah, both because of the tefilos for Yeshua, Hoshana, and the fact that the Arava itself is called the Hoshana, and we're marbe ba'aravos because they're a simin of the need for rain. Okay. So that is one aspect of this day, the din, the siyum of the din for Geshem for the year, coupled with the inyan of Nedarim. Like Rabbi Margolin said when he spoke here on the Yom Iyun, Sukkos has two faces to it. On the one hand, it's part of the chain of Shalosh Regalim. On the other hand, it's also part of the chain of Muad Tishrei. It's the Siyum of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Sukkos somehow is the Siyum of that, and there are many Makoros which we'll see that place Sukkos as the end of the din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the first aspect of Hoshana Rabbah has to do with its facet of being part of Shalosh Regalim. But the second facet has to be the fact that it is part of the Moadei Tishrei, and it's a siyum for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The first mention of that, and we'll discuss why the first mention of that, is in the Zohar. That until Shmini Atzeres, a person can change the din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Even though there was a chasima on Yom Kippur, we'll see there's a second chasima on Hoshana Rabbah, and also there's something else that happens on Hoshana Rabbah. The Zohar says that the psukim, that's what happens is, in fact, Bob Jasmer told me, that in the American court system there's a similar idea. And that is, first there is a trial, and then the person is given his sentence, and then there's a review, sentence review or whatever, where things can be mitigated or whatever. What happens is like this. In the Mishpat, Rosh Hashanah, everybody is judged. People who are clear, according to some opinions at least, are finished on Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim Gemurim, Rishayim Gemurim. According to the Vilna Gaon, nobody's finished on Rosh Hashanah, but the Chasima is for everybody. On Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, the verdict is given. But then there is a sentencing review. In other words, the verdict is given, but the sentence isn't handed down yet until Hoshana Rabbah. On Hoshana Rabbah, the verdict is given over to the malachim that are supposed to carry it out. However, we'll see the Arizal says there's two places in the Zohar. One place it says that the Chisum Hadin is on Hoshana Rabbah. The other place it says on Shmini Atzeres. So the Arizal explains the following, that the actual finishing of the din, in other words, the giving over of the verdict into the hands of those who are going to carry it out, is on Hoshana Rabbah. But they don't have permission to actually carry it out until Shmini Atzeres. So there's one day where a person can still change the din, with tremendous amount of rachamim. We'll see there's another aspect in a second of how that works. Even though there was a chasima on Yom Kippur, and even though the verdict was given over, but it wasn't final, it's not finalized and put l'maisa, until it's l'maisa, it's easier to change, until Shmini Atzeres. So Hoshana Rabbah is the time when the psakim are given out, when the verdict is reviewed and given over to be carried out, and it's actually given to be carried out mamish on Shmini Atzeres. The Chidah says, the Arizal also says that there's a chasima chitzona on Yom Kippur, the chasima pnimi on Yom Kippur, the inner chasima is on Yom Kippur, and there's an outer chasima on Yom Kippur, and that will on Hoshana Rabbah, and that will discuss what that means. The Yerushalmi also is meramez that Hoshana Rabbah is the end of the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. The Yerushalmi says on the pasuk Yom Yom Yidroshun Yom Tkiyah v'Yom Hoshana Rabbah. The Tchilas Hadin is Yom Tkiyah is Rosh Hashanah, and the Tzof Hadin is Hoshana Rabbah is Yom Arava. The Reb Moshe ben Makir, one of the Rishonim, says that on Hoshana Rabbah, all of the Sfarim are finally sealed. Whoever was sealed on Yom Kippur needs a Chosem b'so Chosem, a double seal. And the double seal, the Psak Din, is given over on Hoshana Rabbah. The Or Cheschaim, also Rishon, says that the Tachlis of Kapora and the Siyum of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Hoshana Rabbah, and he explains the following. He says that on Yom Kippur, all of the Averis of Mezid are Nimchol, if a person does Tshuva. On Sukkot, since we go out into the Sukkah like Golas, so Chayvei Misa Shogigim, that are Nishaper with Golas, are Nishaper with the Sukkah, and the Lulav pushes away all the Mekatrigim, and on Hoshana Rabbah, that's the final mechila. And that is, there's a Medrash Tehillim. Let's see, Medrash. Medrash says like this. And I noticed that some people weren't so interested in, we didn't have an oval to hold the Sefer Torah, and somebody would have to hold the Sefer Torah to give up their Esrog and Lulav to go around. So here from this Medrash, next year or whatever, we shouldn't have any Avelim, and people should run to hold the Sefer Torah. Medrash Tehillim says like this, Rosh Hashanah boyin kol boy olam, obrin lefonav kibnei maron. The Af Yisrael obrin lefonav in kol boy olam. On Rosh Hashanah, we go together with the Goyim before the Rabbanu Shalom. The Sori umos ha'olam omrim onu nitzachnu v'zachinu bedin. And after that din, the Goyim claimed that they won. They came out victorious. Nobody knows who was victorious in the din. We'll explain what this victorious is. Everybody's din is themselves. Nobody's victorious. It's not an adversary kind of thing, us or them. It's lechora, everybody's din is a separate din. We'll see that there's another din, aside from the din of each individual, is a din of nations. And part of that din is which nation is going to be the one that is the mobilizer of Ratzon Hashem in the world. And the truth is that that din is always decided in the favor of Klal Yisrael. But the Goyim don't know that. Im Yisrael notzchimo umos ha'olam. Kiven shigei yontef harishin shal chag, v'chol Yisrael gedolim uktanim notin lulaveyam b'yamin on v'esrugeyam b'smolam. Everybody takes esrug and lulav. Miyad ha'kol yodim sh'Yisrael notzchim ba'din. That's a simen that we were the ones who were victorious. The Kivan Shigia Yom Hoshana Rabbah, Notlin Arve Nachal, Makifin Sheva Hakophis, the Chazan Hakneses, Omeid Kimalach Elokim, the Sefer Torah Bizro, everybody is with their Esrog and Lulav making the Hakofa, and the Chazan Hakneses is standing like a Malach in the middle with a Sefer Torah, the Ha'om Makifin also Dugmas from Mizbeach, and they go around him as a model of the Mizbeach. Miyad Malachi Ashori Smechin Va'omrin Nitzchu Yisrael V'gam Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker V'lo Yinochim. And then the Malachim proclaim also Nitzchu Yisrael. So what's this more than what the Lulav was? Why is this the Arava, right, the Simen of Nitzchu Yisrael? That we'll get to eventually. But in any case, but that's the idea. This is the Siyum of the Din of Rosh Hashanah. Like the Yerushalmi says, the Din starts on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Yom Yidroshun, and ends on Hoshana Rabbah. The okay. The And therefore, Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein says that Hoshana Rabbah is the day where they see whether you, just as much as Min HaShamayim, they give out the Psokim, the Lamaisa, the verdict is given to be carried out. What's going to counteract that? To see if you're carrying out your Kabbalahs from Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. People macabre things on themselves, right? So the Rav Moshe wants to see on Hoshana Rabbah, when you're in the middle of the regular week, eating, drinking, not like Yom Kippur, if you're going to be able to carry out what you were macabre on Yom Kippur or not. So if you're carrying out what you're supposed to do, then the Malachim won't carry out negative things against you. And if not, not. The Levush says another idea of why Hoshana Rabbah has a din almost like Yom Kippur. He says like this, from what I think I understand. He says like this, that when Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the lunar year. So when the molad of Rosh Hashanah falls out, whatever day it is, right, this year, the solar year is not going to be over till Yom Kippur of the next year, because Yom Kippur is 10 days longer, right? So the next Yom Kippur really now is when Rosh Hashanah would have been this year. Then the third year, the Hoshana Rabbah, which is 10 days after Yom Kippur, will be in the place of where Yom Kippur was the year before. So Hoshana Rabbah, every 3 years it's chozer again, and then there's leap years or whatever to fix it up. But the Maisa, Hoshana Rabbah comes in the place of what Yom Kippur is every third year. Vis-a-vis where you started out with the Rosh Hashanah as the head of the lunar year, every year after that is 10 days later, so the first year is going to be Yom Kippur will fill into that slot, and the next year Hoshana Rabbah will fit into that slot. And then it keeps going back because of leap years. Okay. He says that's we say Hoshana. The Ben Yishchai says, Noah is 51. There are 51 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Hoshana Rabbah, and that is the entire process of Tshuva and Mechila, ends on Noah, Hoshana, right, the 51st day. The Bnei Yisoschar says that it's hinted to another place, this idea that Hoshana Rabbah is the siyum of the din of Tishrei. Aryeh Sha'og Milo Yira. When a lion roars, who's not afraid? So Aryeh is Rosh Tevos. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. That's Aryeh Sha'og. And Rav Shlomo Kluger says that another interesting idea. He says Yom Kippur, the ikar of the kapar of Yom Kippur is the daytime. Itzumo shal yom mechaper. The night is not mechaper. It's Gemara in Yuma. And the Gemara increases that the Iker of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, the end of the day is Mechaper. But the daytime of Yom Kippur, but Hoshana Rabbah, the Iker is the night. The night is the Kapara. So he says that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for Averis a person did during the day. And Hoshana Rabbah or Mechaper for the Averis a person did at night. And since there's less Averis at night than during the day, you have more chance to do Averis in the daytime than at night. So Lamaisa, that's why Hoshana Rabbah isn't mentioned specifically, even though Yom Kippur is, because Yom Kippur is for the Ikar Averus that a person does during the daytime. Okay, so that is second inyan of why this is a Yom HaDin. Aside from being the Siyum of the Din of Shalosh Regalim Al Hamayim, it's also the Siyum of the Din of Tishrei, started Rosh Hashanah. There's another inyan though. The Matim Moshe brings down the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Le'Avram Avinu, Ata Miyuchad Va'ani Miyuchad, Ani Atein Levonecha Yom Miyuchad Limchol Avonos, V'hu Hoshana Rabbah. That Hoshana Rabbah is a yontif of Avram Avinu. It's given special because Avram is special, and therefore what's it called? The Rabban Shem gave a special day of Mechilas Avonos. And L'chor, a special day of Mechilas Avonos is Yom Kippur. So they say that I think Reb Nosson Vachtvogel said that Yom Kippur is a Yom of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Yom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hoshana Rabbah is Yom Moshel Avram Avinu. And we'll see in 1 second what that means, at least what I think it means. The Shem Yishmuel says the following. that on Hoshana Rabbah there is opened an Otsar of Matnas Chinam to whoever, not to everybody, it's free, doesn't depend on Schus or whatever, to anybody who's Mashbil himself and is then Roy to Makabel that Matana, Matnas Chinam. Meaning, till Yom Kippur, everything goes on Schus. But Hoshana Rabbah is a special Chesed, and that's the Yontif of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Amud HaChesed. So in the Schus of Avraham Avinu, and we'll see it's even deeper than that, in the Schus of Avraham Avinu, the Rabban Hashem does a special Chesed on Hoshana Rabbah, that even for people who don't deserve, as long as they're Mashpil themselves, they're Machniya themselves, that they get this Matnas Chinam, and their Gzardin then is finished for the good. Sfasemes says, and this is another way that it ties into Avraham Avinu, that this is part of the etzem essence of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a klal. Every Jew, deep down, has a part of his neshama that is part of the nishma klali of all of Klal Yisrael that never can be nifka, can't be blemished. Right? It's always pure. That's called the nitzutz of Kedusha, the pintele yid in Yiddish. The Sfasemes calls it Mogin Avram. That neshama of Klal Yisrael was created by Avram Avinu. When the Rabban Hashem chose him, he gave him a special neshama, Mogin Avram, that he guards, that can never be distorted, never be nifgam. And that's what the Chazal say, Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzonecha. There's a portion of the neshama that's always screaming that it wants to do Ratzon Hashem. And that is never changed. What can happen is that people's other ritzonos can overpower it, can squelch it, can stifle it, but they can't change it. That ritzoneinu lasos ritzonecha is always there. The Sor Shabeisa, the Shibud Malchios can keep it stifled. They can't change it. And therefore the halacha is that if you beat a person to do what's right, to do a mitzvah, it's called ritzono. Because you're not changing his ratzon, you're just beating away the things that prevent that ratzon from being expressed. You don't have to change the person's ratzon by beating him, you're just beating away the Sor Shabeisa and the Shibud Malchios and lets his real ratzon come out. Now that, the Sfasema says, is what Hoshana Rabbah is all about. It's the uncovering, that's where the Matnas Chinam comes. Not just because Avraham was Amud HaChesed, the Rabban Hashem does Chesed, but because we have that tremendous neshama that deserves this, but doesn't deserve it because of each person's personal merit, but because we're part of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, even the Arava, who's Ein Bo Tam, the Ein Bo Reach, right, has an inyan of what's it called, of that chesed. And, but however, when that is brought, and that's what we have over the rest of the nations of the world. That's our nitzachin. The Maisa, it's that shorish of Klal Yisrael that always is victorious. And there's a tremendous kicker on that, because you can understand, it doesn't make sense. In fact, the Maral says, why doesn't the Torah mention all of the things that Avraham Avinu did before Lech Lecha? Why is the first thing we have at Avraham at Lech Lecha? He had Kibshon HaEish, and there are other things. Then Avraham broke the Trofim of his father, right, the Psilin. Why didn't the Torah mention that? So Maral says that no, we shouldn't make a mistake to think that Avraham Avinu was picked because of his tzidkis. The reason the Rabban Hashem chose Avraham Avinu had nothing to do with that. I mean, nothing to do with it, I don't know, nothing to do with it. But that wasn't the reason. The reason was that it was Ratzon Hashem, and that was it. And the Rabban Hashem's Ratzon was that Avraham should be chosen, and Klal Yisrael, Memela, should be an Aman Yivchad. There's no logical reason for it. And if the Torah would have recounted the tzidkis of Avraham Avinu before Lech Lecha, which is the time that the Rabban Hashem chose him, then we think that it's because of those things. But it's not. It's beyond reason. It's beyond rationale. So there's a lot of kitrug on that. For a bechira, that's beyond rationale. Right? It doesn't make sense. People like to function only if they understand things. If they don't understand it, right, so then they're very reticent to do something. So all the goyim, for sure, and the malachim of the Goyim have tainus. Why Klal Yisrael? What's special about them? And there's no logical, rational answer. So therefore we have to be marbu with tremendous amounts of tefillahs on Hoshana Rabbah to counteract that kitrug, because this is the day that the essence of Klal Yisrael is uncovered, and the din applies then to the essence of Klal Yisrael, not necessarily to everybody's chus and chova, and that only applies though when you're together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. You see that that's one of the remozim of the chavita of the and that's what it means, the nitzachon over the umos ha'olam. Every year that bechira is renewed, and the bechira is beyond rationale, and that's what we, that's when we come to Hoshana Rabbah, we know that we won, because we have that inner kedusha that's beyond rationale, which opens an otzer of matnas chesed, total chesed. I was thinking, says that the Adera says that that's the reason Leil Hoshana Rabbah, we read Sefer Dvorim. It's a zecher to Hakel, which on Sukkot they used to read. So why don't we make the zecher on the night that Hakel was, Motzi Yom Tov Rishon, like Dafkan Motzi, and what's it called, Hoshana Rabbah. But the idea of Hakel is this idea of Klal Yisrael, that once every 7 years, Klal Yisrael get together as if they were by Har Sinai, Ki Ish Echad V'Lev Echad, and it reenacts this idea of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, where that neshama, that achdus stick in neshama, is totally pure. So Hoshana Rabbah represents that. Therefore, we have a remes to Hakel bedafka on Hoshana Rabbah night. The Kadah Kemach, also along these lines, says the following. There's another yichud of this night. It's the 26th day since Bria Sa'olam, because the world wasn't created on Aleph Tishrei; it's created on Chaf Hei Elul. So 26 days after Chaf Hei Elul is Hoshana Rabbah, which is the gematria of Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is a Shem of Chesed. Total Chesed, right, where it's not because of Schus and Chova, which fits in with this idea. And also, it's what's it called, it shows that the Rabbanu Shalom is Rochev Arovos. Arovos is the highest Shomayim, and the Rabbanu Shalom controls everything, and even Schus and Chova don't prevent him from doing what he wants to do, even if it's beyond rationale. So that's the way I understand the Kadah Kemach. So both of these things together, the fact that it's the 26th day from Bria Sa'olam, which is Shem Havaya, which is Chesed, and that Chesed is represented by the Arava. Aravos, that the Rabbanu Shalom rules, nothing can stop him. Not even what would seem to be rational, the Rabbanu Shalom can go beyond that too. The Maisa, all of these things, I think, can be put together. And that's the following, that Geshem has the same idea. The fact that this is the Siyum of the Din of Geshem, which is the Sholosh Regalim part of Sukkot and Hoshana Rabbah. And it's also the Siyum of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, like we're saying now, which is the Matnas Chinam part of this Din. The part of the Din that's beyond Schus and Chova. They fit together. Because the Gemara says in Tainis, Gedola Yom HaGeshamim Yosu Mitchias HaMesim. Rain is greater than Tchias HaMesim. Shetchias HaMesim LeTzadikim V'lo LeRishoyim. And Geshem is for both Rishoyim and Tzadikim. Geshem is something that Rabbanu Shalom gives, not dependent on Schus and Chova. It comes for everybody. And Geshem, on the one hand, is a tremendous Chesed. On the other hand, it's a tremendous Din. Gvuras Geshamim. It's in the Broch of Gvuros, Geshem. So it has all these ideas. There's an idea of din in Geshem. There's an idea of tremendous chesed that doesn't depend on schus and chova. So both of these ideas, the siyum of the nishmat of Rosh Hashanah with this matnas chinam, and the siyum of Geshamim, mamish have the same idea. Therefore, because it has such a tremendous inyan of Yom HaDin, there were places where they said Slichus, Hoshana Rabbah night, sit up all night and said Slichus. With Yud Gimel Midos, even Blue Shofar. Mamish like Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And there were places where the minhag to say Hashem Hu Elokim at the end of davening. Mamish like Yom Kippur, and some people added the Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kavod. And I found even there was a places where they had the minhag to say HaMelech HaKodesh and HaMelech HaMishpat on Hoshana Rabbah. Ad kidei kach that it was the siyum of this din. However, it's very difficult. If this is such a Yom HaDin, why is it mentioned? Right? Why is it only mentioned in the Zohar And before that, Bichlal, there's no mention. No mention in Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebapah, the Gemara doesn't fit. It's such an important thing. The Siyum Adim wasn't mentioned. So, Reb Shlomo Kluger says, and it fits in with this idea, he says, because the other dinim, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, they're Svarim. So since everything is written in a Sefer, it's written in Svarim, right? It's written in Torah Shebichsav and in Torah Shebapah. But the din of Hoshana Rabbah is not recorded, it's all Baal Peh, which means that it's Kulo B'Yad Hashem. It's not something that has rhyme and reason that could be written in a book. It's Kulo Toli B'Ratzon Hashem, the way we're explaining it. So it's Baal Peh, the way Shlomo Kluger says. It's not the Sefer. Memela, it's not recorded in a Sefer either. It's something beyond Sforim. It's beyond Torah Shavitzah, beyond Torah. It's Kulo B'Yad Hashem. The Shlomo Zalman Orbach also was asked this question, and he said the following answer. He said that earlier Doros, the Doros of Tanoim, Amoroim, even after that, till the Zman that the Zohar was Nigle, it was enough the din of Gishomim to give them a feeling of Yom Adin. They didn't need to know the other thing. Okay, he said, however, Bizman Azeh, two reasons. First of all, we're not on the Madrega to really feel the din of Gishomim. And secondly, we don't really need Gishomim. Because Lamaisa, today, there's artificial ways of having water. And he says that's the reason why we don't make Tanesim when there's no Gishomim, Bizman Azeh. Right? The minig is not to make all the Tanesim that the Gemara speaks about and the Shulchan Aruch says, because we don't need rain as much as they needed then. Because there are artificial ways of getting water. So it's not as nachutz. Memela, the din is not as serious, and people can't be nisorer to the Yom HaDin just from Gishomim. So there had to be nigle, this idea of the other part of the din, right, that wasn't necessary before. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky adds another dimension, which is mashlimit. He says that had they been megale, the din, the Rosh Hashanah Dikah din of Hoshana Rabbah, right, to earlier generations, it would have totally ruined their Simchas Yontif. Because they're Emes Hadin. So it was enough, the Emes Hadin from the Gin of the Gishomim, to have the right effect and to be a good balance. By them, had they known the other one, it would have destroyed their Simchas Yontif completely. By us, just the opposite. Right? We don't have that Dechifa from the Gin of Gishomim, because, first of all, we don't need the Gishomim that much, and second of all, we're not in the Madrega to be nisorer from that din. So we needed something to hit us, and it won't destroy our Simchas Yontif either. We're not holding by that that kind of Emes HaDin that will destroy Simchas Yontif. The Groa in Vilna, they talk ahead places where they said Slichas, and they said Yud Gimel Midos, and it could be they blew Shofar, whatever, the things that we said. And he saw that Taka was pogam in the entire Simchas Yontif. So he wanted to mevatel it. And instead of that, he made a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Hoshana Rabbah night. And there are two different minhagim. Some places have Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Hoshana Rabbah night, like we have. And some places have no Simchas Beis HaShoeva because of Emes HaDin. Now, when the Gra made a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, something happened that night. Somebody who was at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva dropped dead. So the Gra saw in that a simen that maybe a total Simchas Beis HaShoeva is also not proper. You need some kind of balance. That's what we do now here. First of all, we also have the same thing. Except it wasn't somebody who was part of the people who were celebrating Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Remember, we were out in front of my house where my sukkah used to be in the front over there. That's where we had the... And then we got the news that there had been a mechablim, a bomb that went off, and the car was on fire, and this woman was trapped, and she ended up burning to death. So we also had a Hoshana Rabbah night, somebody mamish in the middle of the festivities dying. So lemaisa, so from then on, we have a shir, le'ilui nishmasa. So we have the part of Emes HaDin a little bit, and we also have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva to compensate. So we don't say both ideas together. Or maybe neither of them. But in any case, we're yotzei something here, not just one of them. Okay. The that's why there were two different... Some people stayed up all night because of this Yom HaDin, and some people got up early in the morning. Either way, there's another reason for that. This is the Ushbizin of David HaMelech, the Sukkot part of it, not the Rosh Hashanah part. And David HaMelech used to get up early, right? And therefore, so some people stay up all night, v'zecher David HaMelech, and takasei tilim. And some people get up early in the morning, also v'zecher David HaMelech. Now, based on this, there's also something eerie about this night. And that is that after Chatzos, when the psakim are given out, there's a simon of who made it and who didn't make it. The Ramah says you shouldn't do this. So just hear it theoretically. And that is that you go out in the moonlight, and if you see your shadow complete, then you know you made it for the coming year. If you don't see your shadow complete, if the head's missing, that means you didn't make it. If your head is there, but parts of the body are missing, so right-hand parts of the body apply to males, left-hand parts of the body apply to females, different parts of the body apply to different parts of the family, means they didn't make it. Now, that even if you don't see that, it's still shaykh to change, like we said, till Shemini Atzeres, and they bring down a mice of somebody who taka didn't see his tail, and we'll see it's not so poshut. It doesn't mean the regular shadow. Somebody didn't see his head, and he was chozer b'tshuva and stayed up all night crying, and the ma'aseh, he made it through the year. The din was changed. And this idea is not stam chassidish svarim or whatever, but the Ramban mentions it. The Ramban mentions this idea of Hoshana Rabba night, seeing the tzeil. It's mentioned in the Torah, sor tzilo me'aleihem, before a person, if a person is going to die that year, then what the Arizal says, Hoshana Rabba night, his tzeil is taken away. The tzeil, first of all, doesn't mean your regular shadow, because if you shine a light, there's a shadow. That's part of teva. There's a tzeil hatzeil, the vua de bavua. There's a shadow of the shadow, which again, probably nobody knows how to discern. So it's not no nafkamina. So don't go out tonight and look in this moonlight to see if you see your regular shadow. Right? And what that tzeil hatzeil is, I have no idea. So don't ask me either. And the Ramah says you shouldn't do it anyway. So that whatever it is, okay, that tzeil hatzeil is the koach haruchani that keeps everything going. Everybody has a yeshus, he farnems an ort, he's a place. So the sun has to make way for him. That's what the tzeil is. The light can't go through it. So when you're somebody of substance, the light doesn't go through you. When you lose that substance, then the light goes through you. It's like you're not there. So, if you know how to see what that shadow that's not there, it means that you lost your substance. Now, it says 30 days before a person's nifter, he loses that sale. He loses his substance and slowly but surely leaves his physical world. 30 days. The Arizal says that it happens Hoshana Rabba before temporarily, comes back, and then goes away 30 days before a person's nifter. That's how it works. And so, in any case, that is also dependent on the din of mayim. The Rokech says that the malachim, what's the purpose of this, you know, showing a person his sale? The malachim want to know how much water they're going to have to provide for this coming year. So anybody whose sale is not there, they said, okay, we don't have to provide water for him. So it's all part of the din of Geshem also. How much water, how much Geshem is going to be, depends on how many people they're going to be, and therefore a person who doesn't need water, his sale is not there on Hoshana Rabba night.
It's not clear when he's going to die, though,
during the year.
So how's the Malachim going
to... Yeah, I hear. I don't know.
What about those people going to be born?
What?
Those people are going to be born. They don't drink.
I don't know. Right, they don't drink water. The Gros says there's a hint to all of this. In the Pasuk in Shir Ashirin, the Nosu Hatzlalim, Sov de Melech HaDodi, speaks about Geshem, and then it says the Nosu Atzlalim, when the time for Din of Geshem, that's when the shadows go away. The Ramah Mipanos says an interesting thing. He says that all of this is only for people who are not going to die Bizmano, because time hasn't come. They're dying before their Zman. Then of all these Simonim. Somebody who's going to die in his time is up, none of these Simonim apply. A person could see his sale, he's going to die. Regular, when he's supposed to die, what's it called? That year has nothing to do with any kind of mishpat or din. And he says it could be that a person who's supposed to die that year, because that's how many years were given to him when his neshama was created, isn't nechtav or nichtam on Rosh Hashanah bichlal. That's not part of the din of Rosh Hashanah. It's not that he was nigzar that he should die that year. He was nigzar from before he was born that he was going to die that year, because that was his. That's how many years he had. And Rosh Hashanah, that's not part of his part of the din of Rosh Hashanah bichlal. It's not part of the svarim.
We say mi b'kitza, mi lo b'kitza.
Yeah, okay, that's a tefillah, right? And this is the Ramem Mipano, is right. I don't know who made up the tefillah. Who in Sanat Tokif was a Balei HaTosfos.
Right.
So, really, I don't know. Okay. In any case, with all of this, that explains the Chibut HaArova. If Arova is a siyum to the mitzvah of lulav, and has to do with the inyanim of the din of gishamim, then it makes sense to say that it has the same din of lulav, and you menaneya it, which is one halacha, that you take the arava and you shake it like a lulav. But if the idea is the dinim of Rosh Hashanah, then it has nothing to do with esrog and lulav per se. It has to do with taking away the dinim of what's it called, the mekatrigim, right, or taking a person who's ein bo tam v'reach, and be machnia him, and showing that that will give him a tremendous matnas chesed, or it's to take away the oivim minachutz, right? Because they object to the fact that we're chosen beyond rationale. So we need to counteract those, that kitrug. So it says that every day of Sukkot, 10 umos are vanquished with the karbonus of pori achad. And finally, on Hoshana Rabbah is the 70th one, the last 10, take away all of them. And it says over there by Aram, it says, I don't remember which melech, but the Navi told him to take what's it called, a branch, and knock it on the ground, and that would be a simon that they were going to conquer the enemies. So here that's what we do. We're conquering all the mekatrigim that want to be mekatrig against the Bechir of Klal Yisrael that's beyond rationale. And the others say that the idea of the Arava is that as long as the Arava is connected to the rest of the Minim, he's part of Klal Yisrael, so then even if he's a Rasha, but Lamaisa, his Neshama has that Nekuda that is Kodesh Vitar. But once he separates himself from Klal Yisrael, then that Rasha is separated from Klal Yisrael, that the one that we clap, as Moshe Feinstein says. Once he's separated, and therefore it applies to the fact that all 6,000 years of the Bria, there's always a chance that Rosh could do tshuva, and the Spal Rishoyim. In the 7,000th year, that's when all the ultimate essence of Rishis is going to be destroyed. The Chol HaRisha Kula Ka'oshin Tichle, that's the Rishis that doesn't have a kesher to Bechlal, to any kind of Kedusha. That it's separated completely, that's the symbol of the Arava. So it's another one thing, and then the what's it called, the Ezra Yisrael says that there's another reason of Chavetas HaRav. He says that Goyim used to make the Arav into an Avodah Zorah. And therefore we take it and we clap it to be Mavakal the Avodah Zorah. The minig is to be Shomer the Aravis, some say for Bir Chametz, part of them, and for Afiyas Matzah, which represents both ideas. The Arava represents the Schus of Klal Yisrael, that's a Matzah, and represents the Ibud of Rishoyim and Mekatrigim, that's Bir Chametz. And the minig was to put it on top of the Aron Kodesh, to be Mechaber to the Torah, which also represents that Schus of Klal Yisrael, that even if we're Lo Tam V'lo Reach, we have a Kesher with Torah, then that gives a person a tremendous Schus. And some people used to keep it in the house as a Shmira, and the other Arba Minim too, over the door or whatever as a Shmira. One last thing. It's an Avudron Esekashet, which I think I have an answer to, but I don't know why the Avudron didn't say my answer. He brings down a minig that they used to say, they used to read from a Sefer Torah, the entire Torah, from Bereishis to Lei Nekor Yisrael, on what's it called, on Hoshana Rabbah night. The reason being that the halacha is that you have to finish Shnayim Mikra Vechad Targum, like Imat Sibur, and a lot of people miss Parshios. So therefore, they, in order to be Yotzei, they read from the beginning to the end on Hoshana Rabbah night. Now the Avudrom understood that to mean that anybody who missed the Parshios could make it up through this Kriyas HaTorah. He says that's ridiculous. They only read once, not twice, and not with the Targum. And he said it's impossible. You can't say the minig was to read twice through Kol HaTorah Kula with the Targum. He says no night is long enough for that. No, but nobody can lane that fast either. So he says he doesn't understand what the inyan is. I think it's pashut, the way he brings down it. The halacha is that you have to finish nay mikra ve'echad targum im hatzibur. So if you miss parashios, so you're not with a tzibur anymore. So they were mesak and they should lain b'tzibur the entire Torah, Hoshana Rabbanai, so anybody who had to make up a parasha or more of Shnai Mikra was doing it in HaTzibur. Because now the Tzibur was laying that parasha. Because if Tzibur's not laying that parasha, you're not doing it in HaTzibur. So you can't make it up. Now, even though Gemara says you can make it up until Shemini Atzeres. But Lamaisa, you have to do it in HaTzibur. So Lamaisa, in order to make it in HaTzibur, that was the Inyan. But it could be that the Abu Dhram held that they wouldn't have to make a special takana for that, because if they're ready, the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah passed by, and you're doing it now to make up for what you did, you're doing it in HaTzibur, because the Tzibur already had that chiyuv, and even though it's not right tonight, that doesn't make a difference. But this minig held that you have to say your Shnai Mikra Vechet Targum when the Tzibur is laning that parsha. And therefore, the minig was that the Tzibur should lane the whole Torah in order to give a chance to people who had to say Shnai Mikra Vechet Targum to do it in HaTzibur. Not that they were yotzei with that. But that way, they were yotzei im HaTzibur with what they were saying, Shnai Mikra Vechet Targum.